Keaton, welcome here to San Jose for the first time ever, right? Never been here before.
No, never been to San Jose. Been to San Francisco, but never in San Jose, so it's pretty cool to be here.
But I want to talk about your childhood and growing up, your house in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, which is a suburb of Edmonton, right?
Yeah.
So let's be clear about where this is
at.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you keep all of your old jerseys, what, in your former bedroom, your parents' house?
Yeah, I got a bunch of my old jerseys. I try to keep a couple from every single kind of team that I've played
on.
That's
so cool.
And have a little bit of memorabilia from that, and definitely kind of add the draft jersey to that collection. So
that's awesome.
It's cool just to look back. I have a couple of my key ones from growing up, my minor hockey team, and the first ever team I played, I'm hanging up in my room, and then the rest of them are in my closet. So it's pretty cool to have.
I saw the Timbits one. I thought that was classic. I'm a big Tim Hortons guy too, so yeah. I can appreciate that. What will you do with those someday? Like, I feel like your closet's cool and all, but someday it's got to be a nice display.
Yeah,
right?
I think my mom will be the key person that starts on. She said a couple different things, whether it's she mentioned a quilt with them.
Yeah.
Kind of make a little blanket out of them, or maybe something like that. But for now, I think
that's
keeping
so cool.
My claws, that's pretty cool.
What do you think that says about you, though, that you're kind of sentimental about the teams you played on and the career that you've had so far?
Yeah. I think a lot. I think I obviously like remembering those teams and remembering the moments, but I got to give a lot of credit and to what's been able to happen for my career and where I've made it so far. I got to give a lot of credit to my teammates, my coaches, the people that have been there supporting me growing up. I think I'm also a very person that really remembers where he's from and wants to kind of be someone that is not just known for his hockey, but the type of person he is, and also very, like I said, I'm super grateful and honored to be from Fort Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
It's a small town with small roots, and the support that I've gotten from people there is pretty incredible.
You were teammates with Michael Misa at World Juniors.
Yeah.
Now, who knew back then that you guys would be connected like this? Did you have any experience with him, or did you guys cross paths a little bit as teammates?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, talking a bit with him. And he gave me a text right when I got drafted. So it's pretty cool to obviously come here and come to San Jose and have a guy like him that I already have built a little bit of relationship with and been able to spend some time with, so it's been awesome.
He's a good dude. We've only had him for like one, not even full season, but most of last year, you can tell already. And I hope you guys, you know, obviously get a lot of playing years together coming up. You're a golfer?
Yeah.
How good?
Right now I'm at like a 5.6, I think. But I haven't got my full rounds in yet, so I'm sure that'll go up. Like, I've only got about 12 rounds in this year.
Oh my gosh. All right. Oh, you're playing a lot then.
Yeah, so not bad. Yeah.
The summer's just starting, kind of.
Exactly,
So, quick story. I only really got into playing like last summer.
Okay.
Right? And it's frustrating. All my friends are way ahead of me. What advice would you have for a relative beginner in golf? Like, you're pretty good. What would you say is the best tactic for me? Advice.
I don't know. I was going to say maybe play a different sport. But
just
no.
Give it up. drive the cart for somebody.
Or something like that. No.
Because it's like, it's so
hard.
It should come easier than this.
You think it's going to come so easy. And
right.
Like, especially as I'm sure you're an athlete yourself. And
Well. But you know, but there's like a couple days or a couple holes where you're like, I got this.
Exactly.
I finally figured it out.
Yeah,
and then there's a few where you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing out here.
I know. Like, you go from being so good, then the next day you go back and you can barely hit the ball straight. And it's like, what's going on?
You talked about your cousins, Colton and Kirby, you know, as NHLers. But growing up, how close were you guys? And how much do you think that played into the fact that you all are where you are?
Yeah. I think we've gotten a lot closer the past couple of years. Growing up, Colton's 5 years older than me. And Kirby is 7, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the age gap was a little bit different there. And I remember growing up when I was younger, and they were out playing junior. They were away playing hockey, so I didn't see much of them in the winter. But as the years have gone on and I've started skating with them in the summer and working out with them, we've gotten a lot closer. But definitely, like, they've played a huge role in my kind of young career so far, both just making me as a better hockey player and making me a tougher person as well.
I was going to say, did you want them to be hard on you when you were a kid? Like, give me your best as the younger one?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I was always a competitive person and never wanted them to take it easy on me. But I think Colt never did, and Kirby definitely did a bit. But
it's Tommy Wingles over there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know him at all?
Yeah, got to meet him a bit. And
good dude.
Unbelievable guy. Colton was 5 years, and I don't know if he liked beating up on the 8-year-old, but I've said this.
You'll say thank you to him now, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm so grateful to both of them for my younger years, but especially the past couple of years, this past year as well, having them beside me to help out. But most importantly, like those guys the past couple of years letting me get in skate with them, like when I was 13, 14,
right.
and they're a lot older, obviously way better than me, and I was probably just a young kid that could barely skate, and they were like super helpful, and would let me out on the ice with them, and so it was awesome.
Well, when you play against them eventually, you can return the favor.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Or have somebody else return the favor for you. Can I do a lightning round with you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Hardest shot you've ever seen in person?
Like played against or just watched?
Either, honestly.
Bouchard, pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Played against.
Bouch bomb.
Probably pole camp.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
I've seen a couple of his one-timers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. One NHL player who you'd want to steal a skill from?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy for a bigger guy like myself to skate like Makar or something like that. I mean, it's obviously it's something I really want to work on.
Favorite road rink you've ever played in? I know you love your home rink, but favorite place you've gone where you're like, oh, that's pretty cool?
Probably Western Michigan this year. It's a smaller rink and super energetic.
Good
fans.
Feel?
Yeah.
Even though you're the bad guy there?
Yeah, 100%.
One rule that you would change in hockey?
The trapezoid rule, maybe? I don't know. But the goalies all playing it more.
Okay. All right. I got it. Who should control the locker room music? What person should be that person? What type of person should be that person?
I don't know. Someone with good music taste, I guess. I don't know.
A lot of people say it's the glue guy. Somebody
glue
who can relate
guy,
to everybody.
Fair enough. Yeah.
They're not one-dimensional. You gotta
please someone that's
everybody.
Got a lot of a lot of dimensions in their music taste, not just one kind of music the whole time.
What are things that you carry in your like travel bag? Not your hockey gear bag, but your backpack.
Headphones, Tide stick. Always spill it so I'm clean. Always spill.
Gotta
myself.
Look sharp.
Yeah.
Gotta look sharp. Yep.
And then probably a charger or something like that.
What's your pregame meal?
I go with pasta, salmon, and then some meat sauce on the pasta.
Is that every game?
Every single game, yeah.
Any lucky rituals, superstitions?
Some here and there, but some switch up a bit, but the one consistent is I have peanut butter toast with 5 pieces of banana on it before a game, and some honey as well.
I love it. That's a good one. I like it. TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
And then the last one is Stanley Cup or Olympic gold?
Stanley Cup.
Yeah. It's just more, I don't know, means more, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a longer battle. To win.
I think in other sports, people would want Olympic gold.
Gold,
but
yeah.
Hockey's, Stanley Cup's the highest of high and the most important thing in my eyes, and I think a lot of people's eyes as well.
We'll save that clip for when we need to bring it back.
Exactly.
Great to meet you in person, and best of luck this season.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you very much.